See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
They're holding off a little bit. Part of it has to do with the issue that the international community isn't calling for the West to get involved. In fact, you had sort of a specific comment from the Arab League saying, be careful, don't get overly involved. Then you throw in Secretary Gates' comments last week about the fly zone and about the fact that once you do it, it means actually bombing the country of Libya. You know, you got to get rid of any of their abilities to launch any airstrikes themselves. So I think that there's still a big hesitance about getting involved militarily because of how that could be viewed.
There's reporter Chuck Todd, who says in a talk radio interview that the international community isn't ready yet for the U.S. to get involved in Libya. Yet seems to be the big word. It's yet so far, and yet. And that's where we start this hour of our talk radio countdown show, the focus on Libya and what the overseas problems there are doing to the price of gasoline. That sort of thing. There is nothing more prevalent on talk radio right now than a discussion of the cost of gasoline, if people are cutting back on the use of their cars, what it's costing truckers, a lot of discussion about what's going on in the world of transportation. And so we'll focus on that here as we can with your calls at 800-510-8255 when appropriate. And that'll be in a bit. Before we do that, though, we'll present as much of the issue as we can from the world of talk radio and talk television, both sides, although I don't know that there's two. Well, there probably are two sides to whether we go into Libya or not. Here, talk host Mike McConnell speaks to a Middle Eastern correspondent about what it might mean if we do create a no-fly zone.
To declare a no-fly zone is tantamount to an act of war, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And there's a tremendous amount of support that would go into. The one thing I read from you was you believe it might be possible that for the United States, if the United States were simply to announce that Libya is in a no-fly zone, that Libyan pilots might be hesitant to take to the air.
I think that's quite possible because they know they can't match our air power.
However, what would be the response in the Arab world if we suddenly found ourselves involved in another war, so to speak, or at least an act of war with yet another Arab nation?
Well, it's very complicated, and of course, our Secretary of Defense has expressed directly that concern. I think it would matter somewhat if the Libyan opposition and the rebel forces requested our support, and it's a little unclear whether that has in fact already happened. But if they do so, I mean, we're obviously in a better position to say, well, we're just, we're responding to a request. We're not intervening unilaterally and so forth. On the other hand, there is a political side to this, and there are several political sides to this. But one of them is that we're being told not to intervene by Iran and also Turkey, and their motives for that are to, in a way, declare that we're no longer welcome in the region, and I don't see any reason why we should accede to that or lie down for it. But there is the other political side of this, and I think this has somewhat been lost in the discussion of the technicalities of the no-fly zone. One reason we now have for intervening militarily or otherwise is that the president has formally declared that we want Gaddafi gone,
right?
As we did in the case of President Mubarak. And now, of course, in the case of President Mubarak, he did step down. If Gaddafi doesn't step down in these circumstances, One problem we face is the following. People will conclude that the only people who we insist upon leaving the scene are leaders of countries with which we have a strong alliance, that enemies of ours and people hostile to us, and certainly people who are willing to use much greater brutality, can survive. And that's not a very good impression to leave. Suggests that violates an old rule of Middle Eastern politics that, you help your friends and you punish your enemies.
All right, I don't know. That's just the Middle East. That may be sort of a universal trait. The president and the no-fly zone second day of intensified government counteroffensive, warplanes carrying out airstrikes on rebels in key eastern oil ports. Witnesses say one of the airstrikes hit a car carrying a family. Fighting breaking out in the western cities as well. Tanks and artillery there. Country is a mess. Is it our business? Yes or no? 800-510-8255. To host Carl Wolfson we go, who here speaks to Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon about the increasing calls for getting involved in Libya.
Senator, no-fly zone over Libya. This is Senator McConnell has expressed an interest. Senator Kerry, Bill Richardson, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said, let's do it. There's pause in other parts of, in the Defense Department, for one. What's your first blush at a no-fly zone in Libya?
In these kinds of instances, I like to take a little bit more time than to have 535 members of Congress all saying they're going to be Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State. But I'll tell you the single biggest concern I have is we've got to pull together a coalition, an umbrella group of countries if we're going to do this, responsibly. I'm somebody who has resisted this extended commitment in Afghanistan. I'm concerned that this could open up another extended commitment that is not in line with our interests. I have used my position on the Senate Intelligence Committee to try to isolate terrorists, to isolate al-Qaeda, but I think I want to think through the ramifications of Libya. Certainly we'll look hard at trying to help the insurgents, the kind of alternative to Gaddafi, but I want to think through what it really means to try to get in a strategy. I mean, you could have to take out his airports and, right, and the like. It's awfully close to a declaration of war.
Senator Ron Wyden there about the call. What do you think? Is it a political decision? People on both sides of the aisle, you heard him say Kerry on one side of the aisle and McConnell on the other side of the aisle, think that it's the right thing to do. Man, oh, man, another mess. What is the old line from The Life of Riley? What a revolting development this is. 800-510-8255 at 14 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle, and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from Info Group, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. Right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
800-510-8255 in the talk radio interview between Edward Uranian of CBS and the host. There's a big focus on the violence in Libya here.
The military situation on the ground is basically a counterattack by the Gaddafi forces, but they're really not advancing very far. They've given the rebels a bloody nose, but, I mean, there are several flashpoint cities, one called Ras Lanuf. There have been correspondents of both Arabiya TV and Jazeera TV in that city, so it has not fallen to Gaddafi's forces. The city has been shelled, but I think more serious than that is the battle in Misrata and Zawiya, which were two larger cities up the coast, closer to Tripoli, that Gaddafi was trying to take Misrata yesterday. Their Gaddafi tanks were in the city, and the residents said, eyewitnesses, that they fired tank shells into buildings willy-nilly, and there are apparently a lot of wounded people there who were not evacuated. So it's a bit of a humanitarian crisis there. Zawiya is supposed to be pretty bad, although communications are down into that city, so we really can't tell what's going on there. I don't think Gaddafi's taken a lot of territory. He's just caused a lot of damage. It does look like it's stalemated. Gaddafi, his former prime minister, who is from the east where the rebels are mostly based, extended an olive branch saying it's time to open up a dialogue. But the word out of Benghazi is that the rebels were not taking the olive branch. We've seen on Jazeera TV and Arabiya TV a lot of Africans who've been on the Tunisian side of the border and on the Egyptian side of the border, who were desperate to get home, were desperate to get out of the country. We're hearing from the wire services that there are long lines in front of the Malian embassy, and I heard that people from Niger as well were trying to flee. The problem is Colonel Gaddafi has traditionally had ties with these countries because he's sort of been a military adventurist in Chad and elsewhere, Niger, I believe, over the years. So there are ties militarily, and these people are involved in his military armed forces. The cauldron continues to bubble. I guess the most important thing, I mean, obviously there are things going on in Bahrain and Oman, and I'd love to talk about them, but the more important thing is, and Yemen, the more important item, I think, is Saudi Arabia, since we're all concerned about the oil situation. There were videos of a demonstration in Riyadh on Friday. Demonstrations are sort of an unheard of thing in Saudi Arabia. The government has also said that a major demonstration was going to be called for this Friday in Riyadh, but the government is saying it's illegal. But the ones from last Friday, you could see in the video that there were a lot of people there, and that's sort of very worrisome.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
A store near you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Do we need to let Libya alone? Hear from Fox News, Megyn Kelly and KT McFarland talk about the protests that now are starting over in Saudi Arabia.
Libya, obviously, is a matter of concern. Bahrain has been a matter of concern. Egypt was as well. But Saudi Arabia is a totally different story. And this week, they are going to take to the streets in Saudi Arabia, contrary to the government's warning, saying you better not do it, it's not legal. And some are suggesting that the Saudi kingdom is already suggesting the green light on physical and violent crackdowns on the folks if they do it.
The Saudis are terrified because what they looked at when Egypt happened is they, from their point of view, the United States pulled the rug out from under Mubarak, longtime U.S. ally. So they're thinking, will the United States do that to us if the same thing comes to our neighborhood?
Because just so our viewers know, remember it was reported that the Saudi king and President Obama had a very tense conversation
about what you're doing with Mubarak,
right?
Pulling the rug out from Mubarak. So they're terrified about that. Now, the other thing they're really worried about, though, is, you know, they're a rich country. They don't have the same problems Egypt, Tunisia, Libya have. They can pass out a lot of money. In fact, they've just opened $30 billion, $36 billion for low-interest loans to their people.
They're trying to appease their people.
They're trying to hand out the goodies to their people so they don't take to the streets. But what they're looking at is Bahrain. Now, Bahrain's a little country. It doesn't have a lot of economic problems. What it does have is a Shiite-Sunni divide. The Sunnis control Bahrain. They're 30% of the population, but they're the ruling family. 70% of the population is Shiite. They have pretty good jobs, but they're protesting because they want a bigger stake in it. So the Saudis look at that and say, wait, we've got a Shiite population of our own.
We have a similar divide.
We have a similar problem. What happens if the Shiites have a bigger role in Bahrain? They're going to want a bigger role here in Saudi Arabia.
And it doesn't matter how much we jack up their payments.
Exactly. And who are the Shiites? Friends of Iran. Remember, Iran is Shiite and Persian. Saudi Arabia is Arab and Sunni. So the Saudis look at this in Bahrain and elsewhere in the Gulf as a proxy fight between Saudi Arabia and Iran. So they are terrified. Now,
if those are the stakes, a proxy fight, if we see these protests take place this week and we know that our Saudi allies are looking at this as it's Saudi versus Iran, really.
Right.
Then we have to be worried, too, because they are going to take to the streets.
We have to be really worried. Okay, why? Because Saudi Arabia has historically pumped extra oil to help us out. helped us out in the Arab in the run up to the end of the Cold War with President Reagan. They just offered to pump more oil because the Libyan oil isn't getting to market. So they're the guys who say, don't worry, we're going to keep the price down. We're going to pump more oil. We're going to help you, America. The other thing they've done is...
What are we expected to do, though?
Well,
what are we expected to do to help them?
What they want to have us do is not what we did to Mubarak. They think, A, they don't want to have demonstrations. But if they ever get to the point where they've got demonstrations, where they have a Shiite population that wants a bigger stake in governing, they want us to stand by Saudi Arabia.
It's happening. It's going to happen this Friday. They're calling it a day of rage. It's been publicized on the Internet. I mean, according to at least one unconfirmed report, it's going to start as early as today and build up to Friday. But many confirmed reports that it's supposed to happen in earnest this Friday.
Yeah.
So what is President Obama supposed to do?
He's in a rock and a hard place because on one hand, he's encouraged reform, revolution, demonstrations in Tunisia, in Saudi Arabia, I mean, in Egypt and in Libya and in other countries. But Saudi Arabia...
That's a different story.
This is a different story. I mean, that's, you know, that's the price of gas. That's the American economy. That's the world economy just struggling to recover now, just peeping out of the doldrums that it's had. What happens if it gets shoved back into a recession because of high oil prices? So I think this is Saudi Arabia is the biggest one, and that's the one you're really worried
about.
That's
the big story this week as
and
we watch the Middle East.
And where do we fall? Do we, you know, help them? Do we not help them? Do we help their reformers at the expense of our economic interests, or do we not? Do we prop up a monarchy at the expense of our economic interests?
Right.
All right. So here we are, falling back the same question. We've kept these guys going. We've screwed ourselves. The interests of America have not been placed first. You can thank Rumsfeld and Cheney for this 100%. The deals that we made with these guys, it's just all coming home to roost. Your calls on the economy, Libya, and the cost of oil as it relates to what's going on in the Middle East, up next on the Countdown.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. 800-981-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on Libya now. Moving into whatever the situation in Libya brings into reality as far as our economy is concerned. Here from his radio program, Barry Armstrong speaks to Bloomberg TV's Adam Johnson.
You're getting shaky economic data, Adam. You've got just a very large unknown variable in the Middle East. I mean, we don't know where this is going to go. Does this just cause a correction, or do we enter into – are you hearing the terminology double-dip recession?
No. No one has actually said double-dip recession. We probably will start to hear that over the course of the next couple of weeks as some of this stuff kind of filters through and people think about it. There's still enough – sort of stimulus and talk of, you know, a QE3, another round of government money being thrown at this thing, that economists haven't really gone that route yet. And frankly, GDP growth here in this country is still expected to be around 3% this year. So we're not hearing double dip yet. But the fact is, if you can't sustain the kind of growth that we've had over the past month organically, in other words, by people just buying stuff,
yep,
not because the government is throwing money at it. If you can't sustain that, you have a problem. And one reason you might not be able to sustain that, frankly, is because oil takes a big bite out of your purchasing power, whether you're a business or, yep, whether you're a consumer.
Well, let me ask you about that. I got a text question from one of our listeners here, Adam, and they said they paid $3.31 a gallon for gas this morning.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Where does gas go? Assuming that the problems are relegated to simply Libya, they don't go beyond Libya. Where do you see gas prices going, say, during the next 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, $3.30, by the way, is the magic point. Stephen Schork of the Schork Group, very well-known oil trader and puts out his publication every day. He says above $3.30, you literally start destroying demand.
Yeah.
In other words, people say, you know what, at that price, maybe I'll just take the bus, or maybe, yeah, I'm going to take the train. So they cut back on their purchases of gasoline. And we're there. And the problem is, unfortunately, there's a lag between when the futures move up in the oil pits and when gasoline moves up at the pump.
Yeah.
And given this massive 15-16% move we've had in crude, mm-hmm, oil over the past couple of weeks, the lag still hasn't caught up at the pump.
Yeah, my calculation says we're going to like 350 to 355.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right?
And that's why my first reaction when you said the guy paid 331, yep. I said, oh, that was a good price, good for him, because it's probably going higher because
it
of that
is.
Lag and because crude has had such a dramatic move.
Yep, I think crude up to $102 yesterday, 800-510-8255. What about ethanol? How many of you are changing your plans, as was suggested there, and taking the bus or not going out? The evidence is clear that that's what's happening because the amount of fuel that we're using is going down. Even noticed on the traffic patterns in the streets, some of the heavily traveled areas all around the country, not seeing as much traffic. How is this affecting you? How is this affecting your travel? Have you decided now it's at a point where, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do very little of it. 800-510-8255. Here's a talk radio interview on the countdown with Boston Globe writer Steve Sear talking about the events all over the place. And again, the focus is particularly on the gas pump.
Financial markets of all kind have been reacting in the last 24 hours or so. Overseas, it reacted quite a bit. And the futures that indicate what's about to happen today in American markets look like things are going to open down. And this is all revolving around Libya right now and what's going on there and what it means for energy. And this is a sort of a different version of the story that we saw in Egypt not so long ago when we were worried how civil unrest was going to affect the stability of world energy markets. And this one's different than anything we've seen out of the Middle East so far. You know, you look at where things have changed and what it means to energy, particularly oil. Starting in Tanzania, you know, although it's an interesting place from on an energy map, it doesn't really have any significance. If you go to Egypt, although the Suez Canal is there and there's an oil pipeline there, Egypt is not a producer of oil. Libya is not a giant producer. It's about 2% of the world's production, but it's a meaningful producer as opposed to these other two places. And also, you know, the other two cases were, you know, reasonably nonviolent and organized. This, in Libya, it's hard to tell what's going to happen here, but it looks a lot more like a civil war than the other places were. And, you know, you can see oil production shutting down right now, and, you know, that's causing a short-term shock. Unpredictability and change, anything that has any kind of negative connotation is certainly in the short term creates a psychological ripple. And, it, of course, as we've been talking about from the beginning, you know, we don't know what's happening next in terms of what these developments create in terms of situations in other countries. And, you know, that remains a big wild card.
The wild card. How are we playing it? 800-510-8255. What's happening here is that we're talking about gas prices, oil reserves to Delaware, and host Peter MacArthur speaking with Jill Schlesinger, a reporter on the rising cost of oil, and again, what's it going to do to your movement and my movement?
We look at what oil prices have done. They're up about 7% last week. Still, Wall Street, I'm not saying, Jill Schlesinger, that Wall Street's turned a deaf ear. Obviously, that can't be the case, but still gains to be had here. How long can this continue?
Well, it really does depend on the price of oil and for how long it stays elevated. Last week was a very strange week because, again, oil was up almost 7%, and we still saw the U.S. stock market gain ground a little bit, not a lot, but that's sort of a fascinating thing. We had a good jobs report, not a great one, and I think the idea here of the sort of the theme of last week was the economic recovery continues. We are not derailed yet. Stocks still look good, but that could change this week. Oil's up another $2, and the longer that we stay at these elevated levels, the higher the likelihood that the economy starts to slow down as a result.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when they're talking about $3.75 a gallon gas, they're talking, too, about the fact that while the president considers a dip into the oil reserve, that at this stage of the game, it's the thinking broadly is that we can absorb this price hike. But, you know, you start starting that gallon of gas with a 4, and maybe that's an attitude changes some.
I think that that's probably right, that the line in the sand probably is around at $4 a gallon. And $4 a gallon is, you know, right now nationally, AAA, as of this morning, said $3.51 a gallon is the average. So, you know, we got a 50 cents to go, and that would mean probably another, say, $25 higher in the price of crude oil. And I'm not saying that's impossible, but if we are talking about just Libya, it is probably unlikely. If this does spread to other oil-producing nations, and most significantly Saudi Arabia, then we're talking about a very significant problem. We may be talking about $150 crude oil, and that would surely take a big bite out of the U.S. economy.
Now, remember, conversations that are on, that's an interview with a lady who is in charge at CBS of what they call Money Watch. So these are a lot of business folks. As a matter of fact, here is Bill Cunningham talking on his radio program to business correspondent Liz McDonald about the president suggesting it's time for the oil reserves to be tapped.
Well, let's talk about where gasoline and oil prices are going. What does your crystal ball tell you over the next 90 days?
Well, you know, a lot of people talking about already not just $4, but maybe $5 a gallon by Memorial Day out in California. But now we just had breaking news here. We have the White House coming out saying that, you know, we already had the White House Chief of Staff, William Daley, hinting on the Sunday's Meet the Press show that the administration was looking at all options. Now, today, we have Press Secretary, Mr. Carney, coming out saying if there's a significant disruption in the oil markets, then we may tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And you got to say, why? Why now? Why? Well, this may be a big mistake to tap it right now.
Because if you tap it, then there's a crisis in 6 months. You shoot all the bullets in the gun, you got nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's right. This isn't really, is this a crisis yet, right? I mean, yes, oil and gas prices have surged due to unrest in Libya, but there has not been impact on global supply as of yet. And now what I'm saying is this is key. The U.S. has been pretty steady in its oil usage on a daily basis. It's still at the levels, get this, of 1980. I mean, we've been really pretty smart in how we monitor our energy supplies of oil here in the United States, and U.S. production has gone up. Of course, this calls into question, you know, the drill, baby, drill argument. The government, the White House has been very slow in allowing permits to come back in. Just one permit so far has been issued to Houston's Noble Energy to start drilling in the Gulf. But look, this isn't like the last time the U.S. tapped the SPR back in 2005. That was after Hurricane Katrina, which actually did wreak havoc on production in the Gulf of Mexico.
And then you could see after Katrina, the end of the tunnel would be that Katrina, the damage would come online within 6 months to a year. But here, we could go through years and years of fires in the Middle East. This thing's not going to be resolved like a 30-minute sitcom. It could be a long time.
Yeah, that's a very important point you make. You know, I've got to think to myself, well, what are they discussing behind the scenes? And we know that the Central Bank of Oil, Saudi Arabia, supplies let me back up. OPEC is about a 30 to 40% of the world's oil supply. It has about $5 to $6 million barrels per day in spare cushion. Saudi Arabia is about half of that. So the question, and by the way, worldwide demand is going up by about 2.7 million barrels a day since last year. So all of that spare cushion from Saudi Arabia could be being chewed up by, you know, demand worldwide. But still, does that mean that we should be stepping in and jumping into our strategic petroleum reserve?
One of the things that needs to be brought to the surface here is the fact that we are still the biggest user of petroleum, but our usage is down about 4% from where it was last year this time. The Chinese use is up 14% from where it was last year at this time. And so those are two, I don't know if there's a balance there, but it certainly is something worth noting as we look at how responsible, as the lady suggested, it's been about the same since the 1980s. What we're driving, we're back to that level using about that amount of oil. 800-510-8255. What do you think needs to happen, and how is this affecting you? Those calls, your calls, up next on the Countdown.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags.
Geico could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. Geico. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. Annie calls the countdown from KUGN in Oregon.
I was just starting to make my living back in Carter days. And I tell you what, we were fortunate enough to have my parents bought a home, and they were able to assume a 9% loan. I mean, it was up to 21% the interest rate. There were actual people fighting and shooting each other at gas stations. They're not federal lands. They're state lands. And it's the oil company and speculation, but that's the game everywhere. It is no energy policy, period. And Obama is keeping us from having one. And I really resent somebody telling me to go buy an electric car. I'm glad somebody's flush, but it isn't me. I'm saving every penny I can get my hands on because it's going to be a bumpy ride out here. I'm really worried about Egypt. If that doesn't end up in the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood or people associated with them and they close down the Suez, hang on.
Valerie in Maryland listening to the Big Talker drilling, yes?
I listened to Sarah Palin the other night, and she's telling us that in our Arctic Circle, we've got 500 billion barrels of oil sitting there ready to be drilled, ready for us to have. Why can the country not use it? Because the government has locked up their lands and they won't unlock them. And where does the government think that they get the priority to tell us what to do with our lands? You know, this belongs to us. This doesn't belong to them. Let them drill.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It may vary by state.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Time for us to continue with your calls on the problems that we face. Petroleum, driving, costs of things in general. Here's Mike in Texas with thoughts for us on the countdown.
We're talking about, should we open the surprise? No. They just announced 2 weeks ago we got the highest reserve of gasoline we've had in 18 years. There's no excuse other than the American public is being played a fool to pay these kind of gas prices. And when people say drill, let them drill, I say, yeah, let them drill, but not these monopolies that have been created in the last 20 years. We need to found some new oil companies that are American, that use American oil to create American gasoline, or we need to nationalize it. I bet if we got serious about that, the prices would drop in a hurry. We're just being played for fools, people, and we need to just wake up and put a stop to this so-called free market.
Well, it's not as much of a free market because the people who are running things nationally are not interested in the free market. They want the government to be involved in everything. You know it, and I know it, and it's obvious. 800-510-8255. Elisa is listening down in Florida to the countdown.
I'm really having a trouble trying to figure this all out. First of all, this is all speculation. It's been speculation for years. We don't have an oil shortage in the United States at all. All we have to do is open up a few of our refineries. We go to the Arab countries when we have right next door Mexico, which if we drilled in Mexico, we'd have oil for over 80 years. We're doing a lot of things just to make money, but money is being made by the rich who are controlling these industries. First of all, when you have the speculation that's been going on has been going on for years. There's nothing, there is no shortage here, absolutely no shortage. We saw that the last time when the oil prices went up and then they sank all the way down to 180 or 189. If we had an oil shortage at the time, it wouldn't have gone down at all. And they tell us, well, because China's been needs more oil. Well, China needs just as much oil at that time. This is all speculation. It has nothing whatsoever to do with what's going on in Libya. Libya right now, we're only getting maybe 2% of oil from Libya. We're worried about Saudi Arabia. Well, we should be really worried about Saudi Arabia because we made ourselves so dependent on Saudi Arabia. Well, we have, if we opened some of our oil refineries here in the United States, we wouldn't have these problems. And if we just went over the border, and I don't understand why we don't go over the border to drill in Mexico. Mexico has a tremendous amount of oil. Why are we so reliant on the Arabs?
Because we're stupid. We have allowed ourselves to be lulled asleep by political charlatans. That's why. 800-510-8255. Michael's listening in New York. How about it, Michael?
First of all, Canada is 31% of U.S. oil. Mexico is 28. Nigeria and Venezuela each 16. Arab oil is only 4%. Now, Trump said on TV correctly, the oil reserves were bought during the Bush administration under the Iraq War clause. So this is about 7 billion barrels of oil. Now, when President Clinton let out just 20% of the oil reserves bought by Bush Sr. for the first Iraq War, oil fell two-thirds. So if he lets out just the oil bought for the Iraq War, oil should be down around $40 a barrel.
800-510-8255. Bill, listening in South Carolina, you're on the air, sir.
I don't think that there's any reason at all to tap the strategic oil reserve. That would be kind of ludicrous and a drop in the proverbial bucket. You know, the gas prices are jacked up by oil companies that we have helped get along and through a lot of things, and any opportunity that they have, if it's speculation or whatever you want to call it, to raise prices, they're surely going to jump on it. And that certainly seems to be what they do. And it might be time to talk to some of those oil company execs and discuss that. I don't know what the real answer is. But certainly one thing that I would point out, once upon a time, we had a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit when I was sitting in line waiting for gas in 1974 when a guy named Jimmy Carter was in office. And it saved a lot of lives and a lot of gallons of gas. And then as soon as Ronald Reagan got in, that went south.
All right, so back to the good old days, right? Nope, time's up. Doug Steffen here on the